This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
We worship Ya Allah, and only You do we ask for help. Because assistance and help and ibadah, it is reserved. It is the domain of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are helpless except for the help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. We have no ability except for the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestows upon us. We have no good fortune except the good fortune that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us. We are all poor except for that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had enriched us with. We would all be dead had it not been for the life that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had gifted us with. And if we had been guided to Islam, it is also of the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It might have come through a particular realization, through a particular action, but ultimately, لَوْلَا فَضْلُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَتُهُ, had it not been for the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon you, وَرَحْمَتُهُ, had it not been for Allah's mercy upon you, مَا زَكَى مِنْكُمْ مِنْ أَحَدٍ أَبَدًا, none of you would ever have been purified or guided. Subhanallah. So guidance and purification, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's fadl upon us. Iman and Islam, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's grace upon us. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's gift for us. That is why the Quran says also in Surah Al-A'raf, Alhamdulillahi alladhi hadana lihada. Glory be to Allah, all praise is due to Allah, the one who He had guided us to this. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana lihada. He guided us to this. We didn't somehow out of our own ability stumble across it. It was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's plan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's guidance that He brought to us as a gift. And it was presented to us. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us the tawfiq to accept it and be the recipients thereof, that is also something from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ حَبَّبَ إِلَيْكُمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that He causes iman to become something that is beloved to you. You love your deen and you love your iman because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes it so. وَزَيَّنَهُ فِي قُلُوبِكُمْ. And He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the one who beautifies it and adorns it in your hearts. We are completely, completely under the complete direction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala. But over and above worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and doing what is right, we owe something in addition to that. We owe that the worship should be of a proper quality. That the action should be of a proper quality with regard to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the focus, inshallah, today of this Jumu'ah. We want to talk about one particular quality of which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ الرَّجِيمِ وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهِ. They have not been commanded but or except that they worship Allah مُخْلِصًا or mukhlisin lahuddin, that they worship Allah and that they should be sincere in their religion. They should be sincere in their worshipping of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This concept of ibadah, of worship, being coupled with ikhlas or sincerity is something which is not mentioned once in the Quran. It is mentioned a couple of times. It is mentioned quite a few times in the Quran, where this notion of worshipping Allah is coupled with sincerity. The two are inextricably linked. And the Jumu'ah is going to show that, inshallah. And we are going to try to find ways to try to engender the sense of sincerity in ourselves. In another verse in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الْكِتَابَ بِالْحَقِّ. Verily, we sent down the Quran with the truth. فَعْبُدِ اللَّهِ. So worship Allah. مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينِ. and be sincere in your practicing of the religion. Be mukhlis. Be a person of sincerity. Have ikhlas. Have sincerity and purity. There's a verse, another verse in the Quran which speaks a little bit and unpacks this concept of sincerity, where it says in the Quran, "Kul inna salati, my prayer, wa nusuki, my sacrifice, mahyaya wa mamati, my life and my death, lillah. It is for Allah." This verse speaks directly to the concept of sincerity. That everything, who I am, what I do, my very life, my death, the sacrifices that I make, everything, it is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillah. So we find that action and sincerity goes together. Because ibadah ultimately is action. So what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in the Quran about action? In Surah Al-Mulk, Tabarak, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Alladhi khalaqa al-mawta wal-hayata liyabluwakum ayyukum ahsanu amala." He created death and he created life to see which of you are best in action. Ahsanu amala. Which of you have the ahsan amala? Ahsan means the best. Amal in action. So when Fudayl ibn Iyad, when he unpacks this, what does ahsan amala means? What does it mean when you have the best action? He says it is that action which is both akhlas and aswab. It is that action which has the most sincerity and it is most correct. It is done with the most sincerity that you could possibly muster. And it is done also in the most correct manner you could possibly ascertain for it to be done. This is an action which is ahsanu amala, which is the best action. So here, his answer is in two parts. This is the first part of his action. This is the first part of his explanation. He says an action that contains, that is correct, but that is not sincere, it is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It doesn't matter if you've done the action according to all the shuruts and the ahkams and you applied all the laws and everything that goes with that action. If it is 100% correct, but it is not coupled with sincerity, it is not accepted. And he says, if the action and vice versa, there needs to be sincerity and there needs to be correct action. If any one of the two is not there, lam yaqbal, then it is not accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then in his explanation, he goes on to explain what sincerity is. So he says, firstly, if you need sincerity in the action, what is sincerity? Sincerity is when you dedicate the action purely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you don't associate anything, anyone, any other objective, aim, goal with the action. You free and you rid yourself of any other objective, any other aim, any other directive, any other intention. And you try to focus purely and solely that this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says that is ikhlas. Ikhlas is contained in lillah, in the words for Allah. That is ikhlas. Whomsoever hopes to meet his Lord, فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. Let him do good deeds. فَلْيَعْمَلْ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا. وَلَا يُشْرِكْ بِعِبَادَةِ رَبِّهِ أَحَدًا. And let him not make anyone or anything a partner in his worship. Meaning, make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purely and solely the objective of your worship, of your action. Do it purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is ikhlas. So if a person does a good deed for another human being, but there's an ulterior motive, then we understand that there's no ikhlas. If a person is looking after an elderly person and is caring for the person and is doing good for the person, then outwardly it will look like a very good action. But if that person's intention is that if the old man dies, then I'm going to be in the will. If that is his intention all the time because he knows the millions is there. So if I'm going to play nice at the end of it all, it will pay off. So I can take a few years of discomfort. He's ruining whatever ajr that he would have gained, he could have gained there, he's ruining it. And instead of him being a person that is actually loyal and true and sincere to the individual that he was helping, his ulterior motive destroyed that. His ulterior motive actually made him a person who is a hypocrite. He acts according to a particular manner in order to gain something else. He wasn't sincere. He wasn't genuine in what he was doing. He was acting with an ulterior motive. Human beings are unable sometimes to capture other human beings with regard to are they genuine or are they not genuine. What is the ulterior motive? Sometimes if a person is too kind for us, we think, hey, what does he want from me? Isn't it so? Our children especially. Daddy, your dad, we want some tea. Can I make you some tea? Can I rub your feet? What will you hear? That's the first thing that we ask them. Because there must be some motivation here for this good deed. You can't just be good out of yourself. There must be something that you want. Sincerity is where you are doing the good for the person because you are genuine about wanting to do the good. Out of your love for the person, out of your loyalty for the person, out of your respect for the person, out of wanting to get ajr by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because He said that if you act in a particular manner, He will reward you. That is genuine and that is sincere. But that is with regard to human beings. Our khutbah is focusing with regard to being loyal to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Isn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Rabbul Alameen, Awla, isn't He more deserving of your sincerity? Isn't He more deserving that when you do any act, you see to it that you rid yourself of any other motive that there might be? Even if it is a motive that is creeping up on you, that shaitan is trying to plant there, isn't it our duty and our work to try to rid ourselves? Tasfiyatul kulub, the clarification and the cleansing of our heart. It is. So this Ibn Iyad or Fudayl Ibn Iyad, he says that ikhlas is that it must be sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then he says the action must be correct. If you have that, then you must do the action on the most correct manner. He says, what does it mean when an action is done correctly? He says, when it is done according to how the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us. When it is done in the manner that the Prophet alayhi salatu, closest to the manner that the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had taught us. And for this, we read the hadith and we listen to the scholars of fiqh and we see their conclusions on what is the most correct way to do a particular action. What is the most right way to do the action? And then if we do it in that way, and it is coupled with sincerity, then inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept from us. Is it possible that we can do an action and it means nothing? Yes. Allah says in the Quran, فَمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُو لِقْ... No. وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ And we receive that which they do of good. We receive it. فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا And we make it like it is scattered husks. Scattered husk, it means like husk of the wheat that you throw and the wind just carries it away. It means nothing. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is done with the action once Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala received it. It has no weight by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the tafsir of this verse, they say, why is it that this action when it is presented to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the person worked so hard, does it amount to nothing by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The ulama, they give two explanations in the tafsir of this verse. They say the one is that it has been tainted. It was not done purely and sincerely only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the other explanation they give, they say it wasn't done in the correct manner. The person didn't take the time to find out what was the right way to do this action. So these two things, doing it in the right manner and doing it with sincerity, is of extreme importance. The benefit of ikhlas, is la yaghullu alayhin al-qalb. He said the heart is not going to, the heart can be tied up with a lot of things. The heart can be tied up with jealousy, with hatred, with big things, with shirk, with kufr. The heart is that place that many things can take effect there. One of the ways that you can keep that heart and protect that heart from being tied up with these things that are not only beneficial, but for these things that are destructive for the human being is al-ikhlas wal-amal. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had said that is one of the ways that you can ensure that you are fortifying your heart. Al-ikhlas wal-amalu lillah. Being sincere, ensuring that all your actions are done purely and solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With regard, the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam was asked about the man who fights and who make effort with regard to the deen. He's making effort and he's fighting so that other people can see. Or he makes effort or he is engaged in some defense or fighting so that it could be said that he is the brave one amongst us. He's our inspiration. Or so that it can be said, Hamiya, it can be said, he's inspiring all of us. أَيُّ ذَلِكَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Which of these three individuals are in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam says, مَنْ قَاتَلَهُمْ. So whoever fights and makes effort, لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Whomsoever, he is making an effort so that the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that can be the highest. That is the person who is in the path of Allah. The person who has no motive for himself, his motive is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can be made high. His motive is that people can have the recognition of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they can worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he wants nothing for himself. He doesn't seek anything. He only seeks that the word of Allah must be high. That is the person who is truly acting and contributing in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us like that. In another hadith, it is mentioned about the first three people that will be burnt in the fire of Jahannam. And it is said that, and this is a chilling hadith. It is a chilling hadith because it speaks about the first three people being flung into Jahannam, and it says that it is the Qari'ul Qur'an. It is the one who reads the Qur'an. Wal Mujahid. And it is the one who is fighting in Allah's cause. Wal Mutasaddiq Bimalihi. And it is the one who is giving charity with his own wealth. But they done that. Alladhi fa'alu dhalika liyuqal. They asked the Prophet, how can it be that they will be the first who will be flung into Jahannam? The Prophet says, لِيُقَالِ. They done these actions in order that it must be said, فُلَانْ هُوَ قَارِ. So and so is a qari. And it was said, he's a qari. فُلَانْ سُجَعْ. So and so, he's a brave man. And it was said, that is what he wanted. And it was said, it was given to him. He was called a brave man. فُلَانْ مُتَصَدِّقْ. So and so is very generous. He done it so that he could be called a generous man. And he was called a generous man. وَلَمْ تَكُنْ أَعْمَالُهُمْ خَالِصَةً لِلَّهِ. Their actions was not done purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did it with the motive of raising their own rank in the eyes of people. They wanted to justify themselves in their communities amongst their people. And that was the motivation for their action. And they had received what they had wanted. They had received what they had wanted. Keep in mind, this is a person who is doing his action purely so that he can have a position, or so that it can be said by people that he has a position, or he's such and such. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us sincere in our actions. So this brings us to the point that even when we are reading Quran, lillah, here the qari must be very, very careful. The one who has learned and memorized the Quran, he must ensure that whenever he is reciting the Quran, it must be khalisatan lillah. that whether there's 10 people in front of him, or whether there's 100 people in front of him, or whether there's 10,000 people in front of him, he is never reciting so that it can be said that he is a qari. He must always be reciting so that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can raise his rank. That the one who is fighting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's cause, so that he must always remember whatever sacrifice he is making, it is not so that it can be said he did this or he made that sacrifice or he did this. It is purely every step he takes, every sacrifice he makes, every injury that he sustains, it is purely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The man who is giving his wealth, the man who is giving charity and is giving a lot of charity, same thing. Whenever he is giving a charity, whether the charity is a 10 rand that he is going to give, or whether he is going to donate the carpet of the masjid, mashallah, the new carpet I see in the masjid, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward you for your sadaqah. Because this is the house of Allah. I see that side is not done. So maybe some of you didn't give yet. The rest of you must give, inshallah. But when you are going to give, mutasaddiq lillah, you give your sadaqah, and you are not interested. All that you are doing is you are securing your plot. You are securing your plot so that when a person is going to make salah, it is between you and Allah that plot there was a sadaqah jariyah. Whenever a person is going to make ruku and sujood there on that piece of carpet that you paid for, you are going to be getting the reward. No one needs to know. No one needs to know. Lillah. Or whether you want to build a masjid. You build the masjid. If you have to sign the papers and people do need to know, alhamdulillah. But as much as you can, the jihad is not jihad with people. It's easy to fight your enemy because your enemy is in front of you. He's wrong and you're right. You're on the haqq and he's on the batil. The great jihad is the jihad that we fight with ourselves. The great jihad is the jihad that lay inside. You know, I'm doing this. Am I doing this for Allah? Why am I doing this? You know? What is my motivation? What is my motivation for giving? What is my motivation for taking the stand? What is my motivation? Eid is coming up. Eid is coming up next week, inshallah. They didn't sight the moon. So we're back to square one this year. But that's a topic for another day. Eid al-Adha. The Eid that we are going to slaughter. What does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mean by the slaughtering? Yes, it is a hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Because we spend the money, but we can eat the meat. A third of it you give to the poor people. A third of it you give to your family and friends nicely to make the ulfa and the mahabba between people. And a third you can keep. If you want to give everything, you can give everything. But a third you can keep. You eat from it yourself. This udhiyah, it is a hospitality from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. We're spending, but we're getting back something. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of meat. It is the action and what the action symbolizes. The action symbolizes a particular obedience. The obedience of Nabi Ibrahim. The obedience of Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. Their steadfastness. In the face of a very difficult injunction. A very difficult injunction that they were presented with. But they were steadfast. And even in difficulty, they did the action purely only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Lillah. He said, I cannot deviate from this because this is what my Lord wants. If I was doing this for myself, I wouldn't have done it because I cannot bring myself to do this to my own son. But it is lillah. So in times of ease, in times of difficulty, lillah. So when we sacrifice that animal, lillah. We're sacrificing it for Allah. Ya Allah, this is our act of worship. This is the sunnah. Sunnata abikum Ibrahim. So generous was the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam that when he slaughtered, he said, Hada an Muhammad. This is on behalf of Muhammad and on behalf of the entire ummah. So generous the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam was. He slaughtered on behalf of the entire ummah. If no one had slaughtered for you yet, your mother and your father, and no one slaughtered for you, don't worry. The Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam's rahmah was of such an effect that he slaughtered for every Muslim that is ever going to come. And the point of the slaughter, Allah reminds us, لَيَّنَا لَاللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا. The flesh doesn't reach Allah. وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. The blood does not reach Allah. وَلَكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But it is your taqwa. It is your condition that you are in. The fact that you are obedient to Allah. The fact that you are doing this to revive a sunnah. The fact that you understand the meaning of sacrifice. The meaning of obedience. The fact that you will shed blood and show your family that this is our sunnah and this is the way of the Muslimin. That is what reaches Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is where the ajr lay. The meat you can eat. We don't do like, this is not a blood sacrifice. Sometimes people talk about, they don't know nothing about Islam, they want to talk, and they say the Muslims are making a blood sacrifice. What do you mean we're making a blood sacrifice? It's taqwa. It's taqwa. It's our obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is us keeping alive the sunnah of our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's the udhiyah. So even this Eid that is coming up, it is an act whereby we can show our sincerity towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let me end off by giving one or two explanations of how the ulama define sincerity. They say, some of them say, huwa ifradul haqq subhanahu bil qasd fi at-ta'ah. They say, it is singling out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your intention when you do any act of obedience. So when we went to madrasa when we were young, I don't know if the children still do it today. The day the children is lazy, they don't want to learn the niyas. So they say, but Sheikh, the niyah must just be in the heart. Yeah, they write. Al-Islam. The niyah mutaniyat. If the niyah is in the heart at least, then Allah will accept. You don't have to say, nawaitu, usalli. Daai is die kaarte wat hulle gooi vandag. But in ons tyd, ons kan die kaarte gegooi hier, die khalifa sal vir jou watte van in die hart. Op jou tong eers te boete. Dan kan jy sê, is in die hart. Het moet op die tong wees en het moet in die hart wees. Nawaitu usalli farda salatil maghrib thalatha raka'atin mustaqbil al-qiblati ada'an. Wat is jy, imam of ma'moom? Ek is imam, khalifa. Imaman lillahi ta'ala. Allahu akbar. That lillahi ta'ala was very important. You say that whole rhyme. It contains everything of the salah that you are about to do. But the most important part of that niyyah is lillah. That is the most important part of that niyyah. That's why the ulama say, your niyyah must be connected with the salah. There must be no gap, no pause, no thinking, no other thought between the intention and the takbiratul ihram. When you get to the point where you say, lillahi ta'ala Allahu Akbar. You have to immediately at that juncture where you are saying this is purely and solely for Allah, you pick up your takbiratul ihram and you raise your hands like this, like when you go on Umrah and you greet the Hajar al-Aswad or you greet the Kaaba, you do the same thing. You raise your hands up like this, takbiratul ihram, and you say Allahu Akbar. Now your salah is for who? Now your salah is for Allah. Now your salah is for Allah. So what do? You single out Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you do it with a tongue, lillahi ta'ala, it's all right. You know, some of the newbies, I don't want to open a can of worms, but they say you don't have to say it with your tongue. Why you want to teach the children all of this? You know, when a person embraces Islam, and we have, alhamdulillah, a lot of experience with this. The person is required to say his shahada. We tell him that your iman is based on three things. The first thing that your iman is based on is the fact that you are going to make a verbal testification. The second thing is that your verbal testification resides in your heart. And the third thing is that you are going to act out what you believe. What you have said and what you believe, you are going to act it out. So there's no problem to verbally say, I'm making the salah for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allahu Akbar. There's no problem in that. Tasfiyatul fi'l an mulahadatil makhluqin. Another definition of ikhlas is that you cleanse the action. You cleanse the action. How do you cleanse it? You cleanse it by not caring about the onlookers who are witnessing the action. You don't care about the onlookers and what the onlookers think and how they are judging you. Judging what you are doing. You don't care about that. You have absolutely total disregard for whoever is around you. Because it's not for them. What they think is not important. You do it sincerely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake. So one of the ulama, he says, Junaid, he says, If you leave an action, you don't want to do it. You don't do the action because you are worried what people is going to think if you do the good deed. So you leave it off. He says, no, that is a problem. That is you not understanding riya. Riya is doing an action, showing off for people. Even if you leave off an action because you're afraid that people are looking on and they're going to see, then you don't understand ikhlas. You're supposed to not worry what people are thinking and what people are seeing. If you want to make dhikr, make your dhikr. If you want to lengthen your salah, lengthen your salah. If you want to raise your hands in dua, raise your hands in dua. If you want to stay in the masjid, stay in the masjid. If you want to do something in your home of good a'mal, you do something in your home of good a'mal. And if people see you, if people don't see, it does not, it is immaterial to you. You are doing it lillah, because Allah is your objective. Allah is your goal. So this is one of the definitions that they give. We don't worry about the onlookers and what the onlooker thinks. Finally, I'll end off by saying, Al-ikhlas sirun bayna Allah wa bayna al-abd. Sincerity, it is a secret between Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and between the slave. And that is the essence of it. The essence of it, that it is purely and solely for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah alone knows the extent of the ikhlas contained in that action. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to practice on these few words and allow us to develop this, inshallah. Before the deputy, yes, I just want to also say, can I also say this, the first part?
Yeah.
You can say the second part, inshallah. Because Abu Tashaim Khalant is my friend also. And is also the chairperson here. But we make dua that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was being admitted to Gatesville, by the way, medical center. And sorry, you must make the other announcement. It's two. Okay. Sorry about that, Aji. I just feel so that I want to do something for him. I texted him, so I asked him, can I make dua for you in the Jumu'ah? So he said, tafaddal. So I want to make dua for him that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant him his health, inshallah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must grant him his strength, and with whatever he's struggling with now at the moment, health-wise, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must restore him to complete health. And as all of us, as we get older, the challenges will come, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to overcome those challenges. And then the announcement that you would have made was about the carpet. Faddal.
Shukran, Sheikh. Just from the committee and the musallis, we say a big shukran to the team responsible for collecting the funds, to oversee the manufacturing, the transport, and obviously the installation, as well as the sponsors. We want to say a big shukran on behalf of the committees and musallis. And we make dua that inshallah Allah must grant you all the khair and barakah, and also to strengthen your business, inshallah, so that you can continue to make my life as a treasurer much easier. Shukran, alhamdulillah.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله الحمد لله حمد الشاكرين ونؤمن به إيمان الموقنين ونقر به وحدانيته إقرار الصادقين ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله رب العالمين ومكلف الجن والإنس والملائكة المقربين أن يعبدوه وعبادة المخلصين ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمد عبده ورسوله سيد المرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى جميع النبيين وعلى آله الطيبين وأصحابه الطاهرين أما بعد فقد انكشف لأرباب القلوب ببصيرة الإيمان وأنوار القرآن ألا وصولة إلى السعادة إلا بالعلم والعبادة فالناس هم كلهم هلكا إلا العالمون والعالمون كلهم هلكا إلا العاملون والعاملون كلهم هلكا إلا المخلصون والمخلصون على خطر عظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لمعاذ أخلص دينك يكفيك العمل القليل وقال تعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم قل إني أمرت أن أعبد الله مخلصا له الدين بارك الله لنا ولكم في القرآن العظيم ونفعنا وإياكم الآيات وذكر الحكيم إنه تعالى جواد كريم لكم بر رؤوف الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد فيا عباد الله أوصيكم بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون يقول الله تعالى في شأن حبيبي إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته وارض اللهم عن خلفاء الأربعة أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي رضي الله تعالى عنهم وعن الصحابة أجمعين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين اللهم اجعل بيننا ألفة ومحبة وقرارا ولا تجعل بيننا نفرة وفتنة وفرارا واكتب السلامة والصحة لنا ولعبيدك الحجاج اللهم اجعل حجهم مبرورا وسعيهم مشكورا وذنبهم مغفورا وعملهم صالحا مقبولا يا نور النور يا عالم ما في الصدور أخرجنا يا الله وإياهم من الظلمات إلى النور عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم ودعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون قوموا إلى صلاتكم يرحمكم الله
أشهد أن محمد رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت صلاة قد قامت صلاة
السماوات والأرض جميع الصالحين.
الله أكبر. لا إله إلا الله.
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. استووا استقيموا استووا اعتدلوا استووا رحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والعاديات ضبحا فالموريات قدحا فالمغيرات صبحا فأثرن به نقعا فوسطن به جمعا إن الإنسان لربه لكنود وإنه على ذلك لشهيد وإنه لحب الخير لشديد أفلا يعلم إذا بعثر ما في القبور وحصل ما في الصدور إن ربهم بهم يومئذ لخبير. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. ورحمة الله. الله أكبر. استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم، استغفر الله العظيم والتواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم. ونتوب إليك ونسألك توبة ومغفرة وهداية لنا، فإنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام، تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام.